Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a successful event you organized. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'm here to guide you through one of the common topics in the IELTS speaking test. Describe a time when you organized a successful event. This topic allows candidates to showcase their organizational skills, communication abilities, and capacity to handle challenges. Let's dive into how you can excel in this task and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. The describe a time when you organized a successful event topic is frequently featured in IELTS speaking part 2, also known as the long turn. It's a versatile subject that can appear in various forms, testing your ability to articulate your experiences coherently and fluently. Part 1, introduction and interview. While this topic is typically reserved for part 2, the examiner might warm you up with related questions in part 1. Here are some possible questions and suggested answers. Sample question. Do you enjoy organizing events? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do enjoy organizing events. It's always exciting to bring people together and create memorable experiences. I find it satisfying to see everything come together after all the planning. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I find organizing events to be both challenging and rewarding. There's something incredibly satisfying about orchestrating various elements, from venue selection to guest coordination, and seeing them culminate in a successful gathering. It's an opportunity to exercise my creativity and problem-solving skills, which I thoroughly enjoy. Part 2, long turn, cue card. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you organized a successful event. You should say, what the event was, when and where it took place, who was involved, why you consider it successful, and explain how you felt about organizing this event. Sample answer, band 8 to 9. I'd like to talk about a charity fundraiser I organized last summer for a local animal shelter. The event took place in our community center and involved a variety of activities designed to raise money and awareness for abandoned pets. The fundraiser was a day-long affair that included a pet adoption showcase, a silent auction, and a bake sale. We also arranged for local veterinarians to offer free checkups and advice to pet owners. Planning began months in advance, with a team of volunteers helping to coordinate different aspects of the event. What made this event particularly successful was the overwhelming community response. We managed to find homes for over 20 animals, raised a substantial amount of money through the auction and bake sale, and significantly increased awareness about responsible pet ownership. The turnout exceeded our expectations, with people from all walks of life coming together for this cause. I consider it successful, not just because of the tangible outcomes, but also due to the positive feedback we received from attendees and participants. Many expressed interest in making it an annual event, which was incredibly heartening. Organizing this event was both challenging and immensely rewarding. The logistics were complex, from ensuring we had enough volunteers to coordinating with various local businesses for donations. However, seeing the community come together for a good cause and witnessing the direct impact of our efforts was truly fulfilling. It reinforced my belief in the power of community action and left me with a profound sense of accomplishment. Examiner's additional questions. What was the biggest challenge you faced while organizing this event? How did you ensure everything ran smoothly on the day of the event? Band 8-9, answers. The most significant challenge was coordinating the various stakeholders involved in the event. We had to liaise with the animal shelter, local businesses for donations, veterinarians for their services, and manage a large team of volunteers. Balancing everyone's schedules and requirements while ensuring we stayed true to our main objective was quite demanding. However, this challenge taught me valuable lessons in diplomacy and time management. To ensure smooth operations on the day, we implemented a comprehensive event management plan. This included assigning specific roles to each volunteer, creating a detailed timeline, and having contingency plans in place. We also conducted a thorough run-through the day before, which helped identify and address potential issues. On the day itself, we had a central coordination point where team leaders could report and resolve any problems quickly. This proactive approach was crucial in managing unexpected situations and maintaining the event's flow. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to event organization. Here are some potential questions and answers. Question 1. What skills do you think are essential for organizing successful events? Band 6-7. Answer. I believe good communication and time management are crucial for organizing events. You need to be able to talk to different people and keep everything on schedule. Being organized and able to solve problems quickly is also important. Band 8-9 answer. Organizing successful events requires a diverse skill set. Firstly, exceptional communication skills are paramount, as you need to liaise effectively with various stakeholders, from vendors to attendees. Secondly, adept time management and organizational abilities are crucial for juggling multiple tasks and deadlines. Additionally, problem-solving skills and adaptability are essential, as unforeseen challenges invariably arise. Lastly, I believe creative thinking is vital for crafting unique and engaging experiences that resonate with the target audience. Question 2. Do you think technology has changed the way events are organized? How? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think technology has definitely changed event organization. We can now use online platforms to promote events and sell tickets. It's also easier to communicate with people involved in the event through emails and messaging apps. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized event organization in myriad ways. Digital platforms have transformed how we promote events and engage with attendees, allowing for targeted marketing and real-time interaction. Event management software has streamlined processes like registration, ticketing, and scheduling, significantly enhancing efficiency. Moreover, technology has enabled the rise of virtual and hybrid events, expanding reach and accessibility. Data analytics now play a crucial role in understanding attendee preferences and measuring event success, allowing organizers to continually refine and improve their approaches. However, this technological shift also presents new challenges, such as ensuring cybersecurity and maintaining a personal touch in increasingly digital interactions. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated terms and expressions. Orchestrate, orchestrate, verb, to arrange or plan something carefully. Example, I had to orchestrate every aspect of the conference, from catering to guest speakers. Culminate, culminate, verb, to reach a climax or point of highest development. Example, our months of planning culminated in a spectacular opening ceremony. Logistics, sticks, noun, the detailed organization and implementation of a complex operation. Example, managing the logistics of a large-scale event can be quite challenging. Contingency plan, noun phrase, a plan designed for an outcome other than in the usual plan. Example, we always have a contingency plan in case of unexpected weather conditions. Stakeholder, stake noun, a person with an interest or concern in something. Example, it's important to consider all stakeholders when organizing a community event. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing event organization, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated terms related to event planning and management. Provide specific examples. Use real or realistic scenarios to illustrate your points. Demonstrate critical thinking. When answering Part 3 questions, show your ability to analyze and evaluate ideas. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly and confidently. Show enthusiasm. Your tone and manner should convey genuine interest in the subject. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and seek feedback to continually improve your performance. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you made a positive change in your life, which offers additional strategies for showcasing your English language skills.